This program is designed to provide general information with regards to the subject matters covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the hosts, guests, sponsors, or station are engaged in rendering any specific and personal, medical, financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or any advice. You should seek the services of competent professionals before applying or trying any suggested ideas.
Beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have good overflowing in abundance today. You're going to meet one of the most remarkable human beings that's now walking the earth and sharing her prodigious literary talents with millions and millions, maybe billions of people around the planet. And you are listening to, of course, consciously and conscientiously, the joy of living. You've tuned in to this show for one reason and one reason only, because you care the most in the entire world about you. Y-O-U, E-W-E, you. And that's great, because when you become the best you possible, you make the world a better place. You build more bridges of harmony. You create more joy, happiness, peace, and love in the world. So welcome to you for being here. And you should know that you are now joined at this very moment by 349,622 people around the world. And God willing, by the time we bring on our amazing guest, there'll be over 350,000 people all tuned in to the joy of living with your humble host, Barry Shore. B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, Barry Shore. And everything you want to know about our guest today, and there's lots to know, and you're going to want to. You don't have to write anything down. You don't have to remember anything. Just lean in and let everything flow over you and through you and be transformational, because it will all be at the website, www.barryshore.com. All the information about our amazing guest will be right there. And again, when you become the best you possible, you will be healthier and wealthier. And who doesn't want that? Now, in this show, as you know, thank God we have over 300 plus thousand people every single week. And you're always bringing your friends. So thank you. I'm humbled and honored. And again, we'll have over 350,000 people before we're bringing our guest on. And the reason you come is because you know that in this show, we deal with the three fundamentals of life. Number one, life, your life has purpose. And when you lead a purpose-driven life, you can go mad. Now, in this case, MAD is a wonderful acronym that stands for make a difference. When you lead a purpose-driven life, you make a difference in the world by your every thought, word, and deed. And the third fundamental is that you can unlock and discover the secrets and the power of everyday words and terms. Simple example. If you ask anybody, right now we're being carried over this magical, mystical, mythical platform, right, through audio and video. If you ask anybody, what is the internet? WWW, let's say, well, it has to do with the internet, of course. And factually speaking, they're correct. But in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, WWW stands for, drumroll, fanfare, da-da-da-da, what a wonderful world. And what is a word, right? W-H-A-T-A, what a wonderful world. And of course, a big tip of the hat and a thank you to Louis Armstrong for enabling that song to go viral and not just touch millions or tens of millions or hundreds of millions, but billions of people around the planet. And whenever you hear the opening bars of that song, what do you do right away? You smile. You can't help it. Now, smile is one of the most important words you could ever internalize, utilize, and leverage in your life, because smile stands for seeing miracles in life every day. Every day, seeing miracles in life. Now, whenever I'm speaking to people, and just before the pandemic, last year, this time, I was speaking to a group of 5,000 people, and people invariably raised their hands and say, Barry Shore, I've been up for hours where I haven't seen any miracles. And I asked them, are you here? Can you hear? Can you see? Can you walk? You have food to drink, food to eat, you have water to drink, you have a place to sleep, you have family, your friends. Every single one of those is a miracle. Now, the simple proof of that, of course, is what? A million people didn't get out of bed this morning. Why? They died. Well, if you're watching or listening to this, you didn't. So by definition, you have life and you can live exuberantly. Now, most of you know the story of Barry Shore. September 17, 2004. Imagine this, standing up in the morning, hale and hearty, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, and that evening in the hospital, totally, completely paralyzed. Became a quadriplegic in a matter of hours. And it was not an automobile accident. It was not a spinal injury. A rare disease took over my body and rendered me entirely, completely paralyzed. I was in a hospital 144 days. I was on a hospital bed in my own home for 2 years. I couldn't get over by myself. I was in a wheelchair for 4 years. You see my hands. Thank God I have them, but they don't work like yours, but I still have them. I had braces on both my legs, from my hips to my ankles. That was progress. Thank God today I'm able to be vertical and ambulatory with the help of a 7-foot walking wand made for me by a Zen master. But I still can't walk up a stair by myself. I can't walk up a curb by myself. I have help 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. But you hear my voice, positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Why? Because I've learned to see miracles in life every day. Still takes me 10 minutes to get out of bed in the morning, but I get out of bed. But I got to tell you a quick story. My 8-year-old niece comes over to me a few weeks ago and she says, Uncle Barry, can we spell smile, S-M-I-E-L? And I thought about it. I said, smile, why not? Sounds the same. And I asked her, how come? She says, because then it would stand for seeing miracles in everyday life. Out of the mouth of babes. Isn't that wonderful? But what was she doing? She was creating the kind of world that she wants to live in. Now, create stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. You have a brain. You have 100 billion brain cells and 10,000 trillion synapses connecting them all. And they're there for more than deciding what kind of latte you want this morning. Rethinking, neuro-linguistic programming, being able to read stories about people and help you to rethink situations. Now, I do want to interrupt myself and warn you in advance and warn our wonderful guests that I do use a lot of four-letter words. I'll use it throughout the show. And I even use the four-letter F-U word because of the shock value and the fun of it. But the four-letter words that we use, of course, because we live in a world of positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. The four-letter words are love, life, hope, grow, free, gift, pray, play, time. Four-letter words. And the four-letter F-U word is fun. Fun, F-U, capital N, capital N. Now, again, people raise in Barry Shore. Fun's always spelled with three letters. And not in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, fun is spelled F-U, capital N, capital N. So after the show, when you see your family and your friends, you have a twinkle in your eye and a smile on your face. Remember that stands for, point your finger, says F-U, everybody. But remember to add right away, capital N, capital N. People say, where'd you get that? I said, I listened to Barry Shore on the joy of living. He told the world, go to the world, F you world, capital N, capital N. Now, before we bring on this amazing person who is going to transform your world through stories and ideas and fun, I'm going to ask you to do something. And this will make a difference in your life and the life of everybody around you. I want you to use the two most important words in the English language three times a day, consciously and conscientiously, every single day for the rest of your life. Just two most important words in the English language, two most powerful words. And these words are, drum roll, fanfare, da-da-da-da. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank stands for to harmonize and network kindness, to harmonize and network kindness. The Dalai Lama is a quote of saying I read in his writings, be kind whenever possible. It's always plausible, he says. Imagine we go back to our coffee shops. You walk in the coffee shop and you order your fancy latte for $5.50 and sit down and somebody brings it to you. You say, thank you. Imagine walking in the coffee shop. You order your fancy latte for $5.50 and you sit there. A few minutes go by. Nobody brings it. You go to the counter and say, oh, I'm sorry. We forgot. We're so busy. We'll bring it to you. A couple more minutes. Somebody brings it. You say, thank you. Imagine you're walking out of the coffee shop. It's raining out. Somebody holds the door open for you. You say, thank you. Imagine you're walking out of the coffee shop and it's raining out. Somebody slams the door on you. You say, thank you. Imagine you're stuck in traffic, late for an appointment. Somebody cuts you off. You say, thank you. You get up in the middle of the night and you stub your toe and it hurts. You say, thank you. To harmonize and network kindness. Kind stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. And I can't think of anybody that in my book and in the books that you're going to be talking, we're going to be talking about, inspires noble deeds more than our wonderful, fabulous Amy Newmark. Yay, Amy, please say hello to 351,613 people around the world.
I love your enthusiasm and hello to everybody. I'm thrilled to be here. It's really fun.
We are thrilled. First of all, for those in the know, and we have people all over the world, so this is really inside baseball stuff. Amy's last name is really Newmark. That's my Boston real coming out. I was born in a place called Dorchester. And I grew up in the shadow of Fenway Park.
Exactly. So, yeah, and my cousins who live up there, their last name is Swatz, but it's really Swartz, but they don't pronounce the R. And my cousin works at Fenway Park. And my mother, with her Boston accent, when she was driving me to college a long time ago, she said, oh, look, they've opened the gates. We can park and have a yard. She honestly had said that. And I thought, oh, my God, I can't believe my mother just said that. We can park and have a yard.
Right, so because that is the classic statement.
That's again,
we have people listening from all over the world. And I'm sure some of them are scratching their head in China and in India and Europe and Africa. But park the car in Harvard Yard. And when they say it, they're not kidding. They're not kidding.
It's classic.
Not a put on.
And my mother, at her funeral, I told the story about how she went to a chocolate shop down in Maryland near Annapolis, and they were accustomed to a lot of foreign tourists there. And she went into this chocolate shop, and she said, I'd like some Doc Bach. And the girl said, what? She said, Doc Bach. And the girl said, I can't understand your foreign accent. Could you spell it? And my mother goes, D-A-R-K. B-A-R-K. The girl says, I'm sorry, I still don't understand your accent, ma'am. And my mother never got her dark bark chocolate.
Right. She just said, I'll have one of those.
Exactly. She probably asked for the marshmallow.
Oh, marshmallow. Hello, because marshmallows are best in a place called Marshland, which is what they used to have. So Amy is, in addition to many other things, a wonderful wife and a mother and a grandmother, she is one of the most prodigious talents in the world today. She is the editor-in-chief and the editor and author of more than 180 titles in the most famous book series, I think, since the history of printing began. And it's called Chicken Soup for the Soul. Yes, that chicken soup for the soul. This is Amy Newmark. And since she has been in charge of Chicken Soup for the Soul, which is around 2008, right? So now we're in almost the 12th, 13th year. Again, more than 15 books a year on average have come out through her remarkable skills, her perseverance, her ability to put the positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant into book form and bring it to people and touch lives. I'll tell you, the language that I like most that you speak, and by the way, Amy is fluent in Portuguese, in French, if I'm right, in some forms of English. But the language that I like most that you speak is the language that's called heart-mind. Heart-mind is a combination. It's not just the language of the heart. And it's certainly not just the language of the mind, but it's called heart mind. And that's really what you do, what you've been able to do, that touches so many tens and hundreds of millions of people around the planet. Now, we're just emerging, God willing, soon, from this pandemic, the COVID, which has truly crushed spirits for a lot of people. And yet, you knew already, it started a year ago, that when we get through this on the other side, we need to be looking at something called me time. And that was prescient, and you're precious. But the ability to understand and to begin gathering stories that can touch people themselves and other people about me time. So I just want to make mention to you, as I mentioned in the opening, that I love words, and you hear I make acronyms, right? So my favorite acronym for time is thinking it's miraculous every day. Teaching,
that's good.
It's miraculous every day. You know why? Because I know that it's miraculous every day, and you are the embodiment of it. So let's go right to you. People will see on the screen we put up there, the cover is beautiful. It's called Making Me Time. Let's jump right in, if you don't mind, Amy. I won't pronounce your last name, but Amy. Let's go to a story. How about the story about Cosmo?
Oh, yeah. He's a friend of mine, actually.
No.
I've known him for so long. He and my husband used to own an arena football team together. So they go way back, and he's actually on the board of our publicly traded Chicken Soup for the Soul Entertainment. And Kaz is this really successful tech entrepreneur and always has been full of sunshine. But it turns out that at his 50th birthday party, he realized he wasn't really satisfied with his life at all. So he sat down and he really thought it through. And he realized that everything he did was about work. It was all about business. Like when he picked up the newspaper, he only read the articles that he thought would be good for his business knowledge instead of reading the articles that interested him. So he ended up changing his life over the next few years. And he took on this habit that I certainly wouldn't do, but he is a staunch Catholic. He started going to Mass every morning before work. And after Mass, he would go to a diner across the street. And he's not that outgoing, he claims, even though I find him very outgoing, but he started making friends with the people in the diner who were from all walks of life. And that became his morning routine. And that was his version of me time. And then he sold some of his businesses. He started reading whatever he wanted to read. He started pursuing his great passion, which is raising champion pigeons, because he's the child of Italian immigrants.
That's too much fun.
Yeah, and so he's so happy now. And so I thought that would be a great story, because what I realized putting together this book, and of course we had thousands of stories submitted for it, I realized that everyone's psyche needs a different kind of me time. So it would be torture for me to go to Catholic Mass every morning. I mean, I'm a non-religious Jew. I don't do anything. But for him, that was like his time of reflection and quiet and being turned off from the world. You know, so everybody has their own form of me time. And in Chicken Soup for the Soul Making Me Time, we present 101 different versions of self-care and me time that have worked for people.
So we're not going to go through all of them, but you just gave me a couple of little points just to have fun. So Amy comes from Massachusetts. And in the old days, we used to abbreviate Massachusetts as M-A-S-S. So you do get, even as Jews, we get involved with Mass. So, okay, now it's just Ma, which is good because you talked about your mother. But Amy also lives in a place called Cos Cob, Connecticut. So that was good that we started with our first story about Cos.
That's true.
But yeah. When I'm thinking about pigeons and raising pigeons, I can only think of those famous scenes in one of the greatest movies that was ever made called On the Waterfront. And you have Marlon Brando in his famous t-shirts that are going up onto the roof with his pigeons and such. That's my image. Obviously, Cos is raising these prize pigeons, but it's that ability to connect again into one's very being, which is the genius of this book. This book is an adventure. It's not a book you read from cover to cover and as a novel looking for the whodunit. It's about you doing it. So let's go to another story that I found very, very wonderful because it's counterintuitive in the terms of the practice. That was this daily hour just for me. Remember that particular prayer? Her name is Barbara.
Yeah, I was trying to find it in the book because I turned over the pages of some of them. Number 14. Ah, okay. So, I know Barbara. I just met her actually on Zoom the other day. She's one of our new contributors. We had 46 new writers join us in this book, new to Chicken Soup for the Soul. And for many of them, it was the first time they were ever published. That was very exciting. So I had a Zoom meeting with them the other day to meet some of them. But she did something that I could never do because I'm not a morning person, but she started getting up an hour earlier each morning. And I know from reading a lot of our stories, including in this volume, that for a lot of people, they'll get up, at 5 every morning or 6 every morning and whatever is an hour earlier for them, which sounds awful to me. But that extra hour is so energizing for them. And some of them do the same thing every morning. They'll read for that hour or they'll walk for that hour or exercise for that hour. And some will just use that hour for whatever they want because no one else is up. And she said that even though she thought she would be more tired, she was actually more energized. And she started to look forward to getting up each morning. And she said that even losing that hour of sleep, she ended up saying that she realized it wasn't sleep that she had been lacking. It was that she had been lacking self-nurturing. And that's what she did for herself, that extra hour every morning.
What a beautiful insight into self. You said something that I was really moved by in our pre-discussion here. Is there anything we've learned from the pandemic and what's going on? It's the ability to live in joy now. Now, you know, of course, that my title in life, I am the ambassador of joy. The name of the show is called The Joy of Living. It's not called The Joy of Living. It's called The Joy of Living, my forthcoming book, which is called The Joy of Living, How to Slay Stress and Be Happy, enumerates 11 different strategies for learning how to live in joy, no matter the circumstances. I mean, I was quadriplegic. I still can't get up from this chair because below the waist, I'm still paralyzed and such, essentially. But the point is that you bring out this beauty in the ability for one to now, I don't want to say control, to shape their own time. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the most beautiful things that happens in the volume. Let's take a look at number 18, by the way, because it's something that I have been involved with for many years, and especially with paralysis helped me even more. And that is something we call Shinrin Yoku.
Yeah, so, I love that. You know how they say you should do whatever you loved to do when you were 10 is what you should do now, right?
Yes.
And what I loved to do when I was 10 was go for long walks in the woods because we had a lot of wooded property and my brother and I weren't allowed to watch television. So I would go and walk in the woods every single day with my brother and have adventures.
What town did you grow up in?
Chappaqua, New York.
Aha. I know it. You do have a lot of woods there.
Yeah. I grew up on 10 acres of woods. So we were always in the woods. I mean, now parents wouldn't let their kids be gone for hours at a time roaming around in the woods. But back then you could do that. And I read a lot about Shinrin Yoku and this whole idea of forest bathing and how exposure to trees is so good for you. It's actually part of the Japanese national health system. But there's something about being out among the trees. The trees they were there before you were born. They're going to be there after you're gone. And they just stand there so steadfast and they've seen it all, right? And they support so much life besides their own. And there's something I read that even just looking at trees out your office window is good for you. Any exposure to trees at all. Mm-hmm. And so this story is all about a woman who was living in LA near the Griffith Observatory. So really nice wooded area. Yeah. She never took advantage of it. And then she finally started taking those daily hikes up and down those wonderful hills by that observatory in LA. And it changed her life, and she turned a lot of other people onto it. And I so believe in the curative quality of trees and being among the trees. So I was really happy to publish that story. And haven't you found that during the pandemic, everybody is going outdoors more often and rediscovering nature?
Well, this is what I wanted to mention to you. It's one of the most beautiful things that is happening because of our forced slowdown. And so the good news is that when you at least forget about complaining and blaming, you say, okay, now what can I do with it? I have time, some me time, what can I do with it? So I would share with you that another acronym for KIND is Connect in Nature Daily.
Mm-hmm. Very important.
You like
and that
one?
Was so helpful during the pandemic, right? And what I found, so you know, we have pretty lousy weather here in Connecticut, unlike your fabulous weather that you're flaunting and telling me it's 71 degrees there, you know. So fine.
In the middle of winter.
We don't have wildfires, so I'll just like give you that one right back. But anyway, we have been, you know, we realized that in all the past winters, we were just being wusses. You know, if it was 40 degrees, we'd be like, oh, it's too cold to go out. Now we go out in all weather, and everybody's out in all weather, and we've been discovering all these amazing parks in our town. They're fabulous. I mean, we used to drive 5 hours and, you know, walk around the woods in Maine or Vermont or New Hampshire to see this. And it's 10 minutes from our house right here. The same kind of deep canyons and gorges. And basically, it's like any place that you couldn't build a house in our town, they turned into, you know, like a nature preserve. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. And we have come to appreciate nature so much during the pandemic. And I hope it's something that all of us are going to hold on to after the pandemic.
I think so. You mentioned two things here that are so critical. One is discovering your own backyard.
Yes, great. It's a tourist in your own neighborhood, right?
Okay, so I'm going to talk about things that happened when you were 10 years old. So I was blessed. When I was 10 years old, I went to Europe with my cousin of mine. He was an older guy who's said to my parents, I'll take care of him. We went. Okay. The point is, he taught me this particular idea while we were traveling in Europe. You ready? He said, when you go back home, Barry, I want you to get up in the morning and think, I may be in Paris today. I may be in Belgium. I may be in, we went to Czechoslovakia. In other words, where you live is equally as fun and interesting as mm-hmm. where we are now. Think of yourself as a tourist in your own hometown. And Amy, I can tell you, 60 plus years later, it resonates. It makes a big difference. The other thing I was going to just mention to you as a data point, there are only two times that I know of where the idea of negative is positive. They're called negative ions. And there are only two places, well, not only, but the two major places where you get access to negative ions are the beach, which I live very close to, or a forest. Mm-hmm. In other words, trees do that. The ability of what you just said allow one to have negative ions, which are positive for the human being. That's
yeah.
the genius of trees, right? It's so wonderful. Let's talk about another nature one, and then we're going to go to a brief break from our sponsors. First of all, this is so wonderful. When was the last time anybody said F you to you, Amy, and you smiled?
Yeah, that's true.
That's F-U, capital N, capital N. So let's talk about the birds and the bees.
Oh, yeah. So, okay. We have a lot of high
10.
Achievers. Yeah, we have a lot of high achievers among our writers. And so this woman, Kat Gottlieb, she was like, okay, I'm putting on my list. I have to have me time. And then she kept trying different things. Like she tried meditating. She hated it. Then she thought, okay, I'll have tea every day. Well, she never even used her teacups and her tea bags. And then she found that she was sitting on her front porch just looking at the birds outside and the bees buzzing around. And she was procrastinating because she hadn't found that me time yet. And that was like her assignment, find my form of me time. And she kept procrastinating day after day. And then she finally said, oh, Dumkopf, your me time is sitting on the front porch looking at the birds and the bees, right? So, yeah, you know, That's, I mean, it doesn't have to be like some big chore. Just take something you enjoy doing and do it. And some people say, my me time is different every single day. I just make sure I get at least 30 minutes of it or 60 minutes of it. And I decide each day what my me time will be. You don't have to be all alpha about it, you know? You can just let it happen.
She was a very type A. Let me see. I got the assignment. Let me do that.
And, exactly.
You know, we have a wonderful phrase called shift happens. For some people, unfortunately, just can't pronounce the F in shift, and they leave it the other way. So, but what we're going to do is we're going to bring back Amy in just a couple of minutes. We're going to go to a brief break, and for our sponsors who love it. And if you're enjoying this as much as I am, and I'm sure people are, we've got dozens and dozens of comments up here saying, wow, Amy is something. We'll be right back. Brief break. Don't go away. There's more Amy Newmark after this.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved beings. As most of you know, I am 72 years chronologically and recovering from being a quadriplegic. But now, to stay active, I swim 2 miles a day, 6 days a week. Hello. Now, you can imagine I know a thing or two about aches and pains. And until recently, I thought they're just part of the fact of life you deal with every day. But then I tried 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking their convenient packs 3 times a day, and I can tell you, I am feeling noticeably better. You hear that? Noticeably better. Relief Factor is giving me more oomph and less oh. And the secret, I've been told because I investigated, is there are 4 ingredients. 4 key ingredients. Each one supports a different metabolic pathway in the body, which allows the inflammation that I may have to get reduced on my back, my hips, or my knee. And if you have everyday aches and pains, I urge you to check out Relief Factor. It's 100% drug-free and designed to be taken every single day. It's not going to hurt your tummy. You can get out and you can stay out of pain. So to make this really easy and to make it so there's no barrier, you really want to do this, go to relieffactor.com/joy, relieffactor.com/joy, and check out their quick start program. It's a 3-week program discounted to $19.95, and the founders, a father and son team named Seth and Pete Talbert, they are here to get rid of aches and pains. So do what I did. Go to relieffactor.com/joy. Order the 3-week quick start for yourself. You'll be glad you did. Wowee, everybody. What an amazing world we have with apps popping up all over the place that are just great for you. Imagine the being able to not only listen to the joy of living and being able to send in a message and give me your input just by being on this amazing app called Stereo. Yeah, it's just like Stereo. Stereo. How amazing is that? So I want you to go and sign up for Stereo, stereo.com, and download the app and follow me, Barry Shore, the ambassador of joy, and listen to the joy of living. We're going to be broadcasting on Tuesdays at around 3:25 in the afternoon, that's Pacific time, and I'll have various co-hosts, but some of them just are really going to knock your socks off, and you'll be able to hear behind the scenes stuff. I mean, this is just such an amazingly good, wonderful social conversational app. Do it now. Stereo.com and follow the joy of living. You'll be so glad you did. See you soon. Actually, I won't see you. Speak to you soon. Hear from you soon. Make it a great one. Stereo.com, the joy of living. Bye now.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. We have found good in abundance. Her name is Amy Newmark, or Newmark, depending where I'm from. She is the editor-in-chief of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, which touches hundreds of millions of people around the world with books and videos and audios and information. And her latest is called Making Me Time, because if you don't, you won't be the best you possible. Remember, the reason you tuned into the joy of living is to become the best you possible, because you're the best you. You make the world a better place, right, Amy?
Absolutely.
So let's talk about, I happened to be, when I was growing up, in grade school, I wanted to be a librarian. I found library stories. I want to start with one, number 30, The Lost Librarian. Her name is Lori. Do you remember that story?
Absolutely. So she went to Greece by herself. And that was pretty scary for her to travel, you know, across the world by herself. And she joined a tour group, and it turned out she was the only American. The others were Australian, which turned out to be loads of fun for her. But she talked about how she became so much more self-reliant while she was there. The first 2 days before she joined the group, she was by herself, and she got lost in Athens, and then she found her way back. And, you know, I really think that this is so common. You step outside your comfort zone a little, you travel somewhere, you go on an adventure, a few things go wrong, you figure them out. You come away from those experiences so much improved. And it's something that I look forward to resuming when the pandemic is over, because I love stepping outside my comfort zone and doing slightly scary things and going to new places, right?
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Anyway, yeah, so she is just so excited having done that trip to Greece. And now she's planning to travel all over the world, continuing this fabulous voyage of self-discovery, which you don't have to go far away to do it. You can do it in your own town. I think you can step outside your comfort zone in almost any way and come away improved. I mean, just shopping in a different grocery store and, you know, with everything organized differently, and trying a new food you've never tried before. Even little things like that take you outside your comfort zone and increase your excitement about your life and your energy level.
Well, if there's anybody in the world that not just gives, but lives good advice for human beings, it's Amy. Talk about chicken soup for the soul. I mean, you touch hundreds of millions of people with your works. And I am deeply honored to tell you at this moment that my simple book, The Joy of Living, articulates 11 strategies for living in joy daily, no matter the circumstance. And guess what one of the strategies is? Get uncomfortable.
Yeah. It works. It's so good for you. It's amazing.
That's the point. It's good for you.
And
one of the ones I mentioned, like you said, by the way, I say, look, whatever hand you use to brush your teeth, use your non-dominant hand, because by definition, you have to now create new neural pathways. And that's
we're
good.
Probably distant cousins on my Boston side, because I'll brush my teeth with my left hand just to force myself to do it, to do something different.
That is Amy Newmark. You're so wonderful. This is great. Yes, getting uncomfortable, whether it's going to the grocery store, you walk out the door, instead of turning left, turn right, and just do it, because it will make you think about where you are and what you're doing. Let's talk about another librarian, because I love this one a lot. And the self-care that was found in a library basement, I think it's number 62, because it's such a true story about discovery when you didn't realize you discovered.
Yeah, so Jill Keller, she wrote about the fact that she was really, really busy. A mom, worked, wife, everything else that she had to do. She knew she needed to find that me time, but she just didn't have time for it, because, you know, I say put your me time at the top of your to-do list, but most people say, well, I'll do my whole list and then I'll do my me time. So anyway, one of her favorite activities is going to the library sale each year. You know how you go to the library and they're selling those $35 hardcovers for, you know, a dollar when, you know, their run is over? And they don't need 20 copies of the latest bestseller. So she was standing in the line with her husband, and the ladies who ran the book sale said, this is our last year because all of us are kind of retiring from this volunteer activity. Her husband signed her up to do it. He said, she'll do it. And Jill said to her husband, I can't do it. I haven't found my me time yet. But sure enough, the next week she was in that library basement. Well, of course, that was her me time. We all know the ending of the story. And twice a week she went to that library and she communed with the books and she organized them, waiting for the next book sale. And it was just a great example. Just do the thing you love. You know, yes. When people say to you, you have to meditate. People said that to me, you're going to have to do meditation. I'm like, can I do it while I'm riding my bike? No. Can I do it while I'm doing something else? No, no multitasking allowed. I'm like, I'm not doing that. No way. Right.
That's right? Not what you, that doesn't resonate with you.
No, but there's something for everybody. So you and I probably don't want to work in the library basement every Tuesday and Thursday. But right. For Jill, that is her me time. And that is what fills her heart with joy every week. And she looks forward to it.
So let's look at two words, joy you mentioned and love. So love is an acronym that stands for living on vibrant energy, living on the vibrational plane. When you find what your vibrational plane is, by definition, that will enable you to have me time. So whether it's riding a bicycle or meditating or working in the basement of the library and being around books, whatever it is. Now, the other joy, by the way, is another wonderful acronym that stands for generating ongoing youth. And that's what joy is all about, which is what Amy does. See, Amy is a cog. A cog is a channel of goodness, a child of God, because what she's been able to do is to gather together the energies, the variant different energies of, in this case, thousands of people, and selected 101 that are now served up and can touch somebody someplace. So whether it's travel or library, we talked about going to mass. Let's talk about a nun.
Oh, yeah. I love this nun. And she's written for us. She's written for us many, many times. So she is a high school teacher. She teaches Spanish. And her name is Sister Josephine Palmieri. So I'm usually afraid of nuns, you know, but she's great. And she teaches kids. And she, at the end of each school day, likes to go for a walk. Well, the kids started coming to her after school for help, and she started missing her walk day after day after day. And then she finally realized, oh, I can combine helping the kids with the walk. So if the kids came to her for help with Spanish, they could just go on the walk with her and work on their Spanish. Or if they came to talk to her about their personal problems, they could do that on the walk. So now when a kid comes to see her after school, they go on a walk with her. It's good for the kids. They all need exercise, right? They're out among those trees, clearing their heads, gaining perspective, and getting some very wise counsel from Sister Palmieri.
How wondrous is this? What you've done here is you haven't just put a book together. You see, this particular book feels alive to me. All of the books in the Chicken Soup series, that's their purpose. This one is truly alive. It pulsates.
It does. So the cool thing, and this has been so good for me, is that you meet all these people in the pages of our book, because you're meeting 101 different people, and they're sharing their best advice with you and their milestone moments and really personal revealing parts of their lives. And you wouldn't get to meet these people ordinarily. Like, I wouldn't get to meet a nun, right? I wouldn't meet most of these people. And it's really, really nice. It's like a support group you can hold in your hand. And they're all eagerly telling you, hey, this is what worked for me. This is why it was important for me. You come away from reading this book and you're filled with ideas for how you're going to engage in your own self-care and take better care of yourself. And then, of course, from reading these stories, you learn you will be a much better spouse, partner, parent, child, relative of any kind, friend, colleague, because of engaging in the self-care, you know? So it is very, very motivational. And it's actually been very good for me. When I took on this job, you know, we bought Chicken Soup for the Soul from Jack Canfield, who I'm sure you know, and Mark Victor Hansen. Quite a legacy to take on, right? But I just kept doing what they were doing, which is collecting stories from regular people all over the world. and then curating them like crazy and putting them together. But we do get thousands of stories for each book. So it's that really helps to make the books as magical as they are, because it means that I can provide so many different points of view and such a variety of stories for people to enjoy and techniques for them to try.
Well, speaking about you and your husband, Bill, let's go to story number 70 called Just Us.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, so that, so at the beginning of the pandemic, I said to our gardener who plants flowers every year, I said, I want more flowers than we've ever had before. I want flowers everywhere. And he said, oh, most of my clients are doing less because they're not having company this spring and summer. I said, no, it's for us. It's for just us. And so we put in more flowers than ever. I've had everything power washed, including the roof of the house. I did everything that I've been putting off. And yeah, I spent a lot of money on it, but I still spent less than I would have spent on that summer vacation we didn't end up taking. But we had such a blast over the summer. And the biggest part of it was that rediscovery of nature. Like this is amazing. We did not know that we have these two really large trees out by our pool. And they're, you know, like, I don't know, pilgrim trees, you know, which is what we call them here in New England, right? They're like 100 feet tall. And well, these trees, it turns out, are called tulip poplar trees. They were covered with yellow tulip flowers. Massive 100-foot tall trees covered with yellow flowers for like a month in the summer. Well, I have owned this house for 21 years. I never knew that those trees were there. I mean, I knew the trees were there. I didn't know they flowered. And then we have this other tree at the front of our property. I'm looking at it right now out the window. It's a big hickory tree. It drops these huge green balls. They're like,
oh, yes, I know.
They're like the size of a lacrosse ball. There's these big green nuts, and they're all over our driveway usually. Well, because we were home, I went and I was walking out to the mailbox under that hickory tree during the day instead of coming home after dark from work like I did pre-pandemic. And there were green pieces of nuts raining down from this giant hickory tree. And then I heard the sound of gnawing, and there must have been dozens. This was in like September, so they were getting ready for the winter. There must have been dozens of squirrels up in that tree, and every one of them was gnawing on a green hickory nut to get the shell off so they could get to the nut inside and put that wherever they were going to put it for the winter. It was like a little factory up there, and literally raining down green nut pieces. So there were some really magical things that happened as a result of us being stuck at home.
So let's look at this. The name of this particular story is called Just Us. US is a great acronym. It stands for United Souls. And I remember reading in this particular story that you began treating yourself and Bill as if you were getting the house ready for an important guest.
We did that. Yes, that's another thing. I've learned this from Chicken Soup for the Soul. I learned this years ago when I read a story about a woman who had one of those fabulous scented soaps, and she got it when she was a bride, and she saved it, and now she's an empty nester. So, you know, like 20 or 30 years have gone by, and she still had this scented soap, and then she said, what am I saving it for? So, yeah. So we decided to treat ourselves as well as we would treat a guest. So my husband started ordering all these fancy California wines. I ordered scented soaps just to use myself, not for guests. We started buying all kinds of fancy things, and we started using all the different rooms in the house. Like now we sit in the library every evening, where we used to just sit for company. That was like our equivalent of our living room. Now we sit there ourselves and we light the fire and we read books or work on our computers, but in this room that used to just be used for company. And so, yeah, we've learned to treat ourselves the same way that we would treat a guest. And why not? And, you know, like, why do people not do these things for themselves? It's a little bit crazy, right?
Not a little. How about a lot?
Yeah.
And the genius of what you've done is to enable this time which, let's be blunt, is a difficult time for a lot of people. There's no question about it. By the same token, to make me time is not just, it's not selfish. It is self-care, because without it, it won't enable anybody else. So the simple example, of course, the great, remember when we all used to travel so readily and easily? You get on a plane, you're sitting there, we ignore the person in the front of the plane, but they always had a demonstration or a video. And if they would lose cabin pressure, somebody will come over from down by overhead. And if you're traveling with a person who's a kid or somebody acting like a child, when you get that mask, you put it on you first, mm-hmm. then you help the other person, which is counterintuitive, because if you're traveling with a kid or a child, or somebody acting like a child, you want to help them. I want to help you. But if you're not breathing right, you can't help. So the best thing is counterintuitive, but learn, put it on you first. You're now breathing, and now you can be of benefit. So making me time is the most wonderful thing you can do to help the world.
You will be a better person. Your relationships will improve. You will be better at dealing with everybody else in your life. And if your kids or the people who depend on you knew what me time would do for you, they'd be forcing you to get out of the kitchen or get out of your office and go and take that hour of me time every single day.
Okay, we just have a couple more minutes. I'm going to put you on the spot, kid.
Okay.
I'm going to do something amazing. You have 80 seconds to answer this, Amy Newmark. I have to do it, sorry, only because I can't do it with everybody else. What is your most fervent desire? 80 seconds.
Cure for cancer.
It's going to happen soon in your lifetime. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Are you ready for a big hug in front of in front of 356,000 people?
Sure.
Okay, now the HUG stands for Harmonizing Unlimited Giving. That's what a hug is, Harmonizing Unlimited Giving. 1, 2, 3.
That felt good. You did well.
That's what I'm giving to you. Thank you so much, everybody. Remember, this is the joy of living with your humble host, Barry Shore. Everything you want to know about, well, it can't be everything, but a lot of stuff you want to know about Amy Newmark, Chicken Soup for the Soul, just go to www. Remember what that stands for, What a Wonderful World. BarryShore.com is all going to be there. And remember the three fundamentals of life. Number one, life. Your life has purpose. And the second, if you lead a purpose-driven life, you can go mad. Like Amy, you can make a difference with your every thought, your every word, and your every deed. And the third is unlock the secrets and the power of everyday words and terms. WWW, What a Wonderful World. Smile, seeing miracles in life every day. Or as my 8-year-old niece says, seeing miracles in everyday life. Create the kind of world we all want to live in, causing rethinking. As Amy pointed out, enabling all to excel. Say thank you 3 times a day, consciously, conscientiously. Thanks, answer to harmonize and network kindness. Everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. Therefore, be kind always. Use 4-letter words because of positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant world. Live life, grow, hope, love, free, give, time. Time, make me time. And tell the world, F you, capital N, capital N. Remember to add that right away so all people say, where'd you get that? I listen to the joy of living with your humble host, Barry Shore. And a big, wonderful thank you to you, Amy Newmark. So
thanks,
don't
so
go away.
Much.
I'm going to play the last sponsor shot. Don't go away. We'll be right back with you.
That was such a wonderful show. I'm sure you appreciate it as well. So let's talk again about Stereo, S-T-E-R-E-O. Go get the Stereo app and follow me, Barry Shore, at The Joy of Living, because we're going to do some things on Stereo that we don't do here on the podcast. And you're going to learn some inside secrets about uncovering the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms. How about this? What HUG really means. So come and join us on Stereo. Get the app, follow Barry Shore, and his handle is The Joy of Living, because we're going to do things that are rocking and rolling the world. This is an amazingly powerful, wonderful, beautiful, and bountiful app. Do it now while it's still fresh. Look forward to you joining in the conversation. Best wishes. Bye.